Final score tonight is Merrimack 4, Alaska Anchorage 2. Dan Jules with us, the associate head coach of the Warriors. And, Dan, it seems like one of the issues maybe for you guys lately has been, you know, third period. I think you've been outscored something like 9-1 in the third period the last three or four games. But tonight, in a situation where you guys had a lead going into the third period, you're able to extend that lead. And then even though they got the goal late, seemed like generally you guys did what you needed to do at home, especially, you know, again, especially at home, to be able to pull out a win.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a team that still needs to learn how to win. But for the most part, the buy-in was there, which is the most important thing. And then once we get in these situations more and more, then we'll continue to have success.
A couple guys with two goals tonight, David Sacco and Michael Emerson, certainly helps when that happens.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, we'll take scoring from anywhere, and the Weiland line has just been consistent and consistently high effort. That's translated into a lot of success. David's been the recipient of scoring some goals, but I give credit to that whole line, not taking anything away at all from David. He's playing some great hockey, but that line consistently has been great, and it was good to see Emmy come off an injury and be able to be effective, not just on the score sheet, but a complete committed game on and off the puck.
First period, how did you like the way the first period went? Seemed like a pretty evenly played period between the two teams.
Yeah, I honestly thought maybe we could have brought a little bit more. I'll have to watch the video to have a full assessment on that. But I thought we were kind of playing to the pace of what the game was bringing to us instead of dictating pace of play. And once we got going, then we were able to kind of play our hockey when we managed the puck well.
Ryan Kai's got the start in net. Did a nice job for you guys.
Yeah, for sure. I mentioned earlier, I don't think there was a ton of 10 bell moments, but he had a lot of big saves as far as like a goaltending evaluation goes. A lot of like flash green secondary traffic. We're able to fight through and battle awesome pucks. So a lot of credit to him. They're having a good one today.
How much is situational hockey important, I guess, especially for a guy, you know, a team like you where you got a lot of younger players that, like you said, are trying to learn how to win? You know, you didn't really have to chase the game tonight for one thing. You know, you did fall behind in the second, but very soon thereafter we were able to tie the game, so you weren't behind very much in the game either.
Yeah, every moment in tight games is going to be important for us. If we're going to be a successful team, we got to be able to play situational hockey well, and I think most of our hockey moving forward is going to be really tight. And we got to learn how to play well in those moments.
All right, thanks, Dan. Dan, we appreciate it. Final score 4-2. You guys win. Best of luck tomorrow night against Anchorage again.
Thank you. Appreciate you bearing with my voice here.